Hello again, and thank you for joining us on the Providence College Podcast. I'm Charlie Joyce, your host today, and I'm joined by our producer, Chris Judge, of the class of 2005. Our guest today is Morgan Perry, a member of the class of 2022 from Holliston, Massachusetts. Morgan is a double major in management and French, who is involved in a host of department, academic, and athletic initiatives at the college. She's an admission ambassador, the incoming vice president of the women's club hockey team, and she's a member of the Leadership Fellows Program, the Women in Business Club, the Sports Club Sports Council, and the PC School of Business Mentorship Program. Morgan is here to talk to us today about an independent study on stress and anxiety that she participated in with four other management majors. The study directly addresses COVID-19 and was conducted under the guidance of Dr. Matthew Erickson, Professor of Management and Department Chair. Welcome to the Providence College Podcast, Morgan.
Thank you for having me.
How did this independent study on stress and anxiety actually come about, Morgan?
Yeah, so like you said, it's being conducted by Dr. Matthew Erickson, and we were really inspired by him. My independent study team and I all had taken management courses with him previously, and in all of his classes, he incorporates self-reflection and finding your purpose in each class that he teaches. And so we were all really interested in that and had positive experiences, and we had known about his previous research with anxiety, so he was able to group us all together, and we were able to come together for this independent study.
And what was the group's primary objective in doing this study? And my understanding is that it's ongoing. Is that correct?
Yeah, so our independent study is just like any other three-credit course at Providence College. But what's unique about ours is that while we were all interested in learning about anxiety, we all had different objectives and goals that we wanted to accomplish. But we were able to do the same research and all the same readings and come together and share our different experiences. So personally, I've struggled with anxiety my whole life. And so I participated in this research study because I wanted to really dive deeper in how to cope with my anxiety and manage it. Some of my other teammates were interested in more social anxiety and family anxiety, or just learning how to support other people with their anxiety, whether it be an anxiety disorder or normal everyday anxiety.
And did you find out that it actually did help you in terms of coming to grips more with your anxiety?
Yeah, so I would say in this course, it was one of the most beneficial classes that I've been in. And that's because I learned so much about myself, along with what we learned in our research. But I was really able to dive deep into self-care. And I think that's something that a lot of college students don't get to experience because we're so busy, our schedules are so packed, and we're running around every day. And so we really don't leave time for that self-reflection and really helping ourselves out in the way that we need to. So to be able to incorporate that into my day every single day was so helpful.
That's good to hear. Really good to hear, Morgan. You know, research obviously was a major part of this study. What did that actually look like to you, and what other components did the study entail?
Yeah, so the majority of our research was done together and through different readings we read from authors like Rollo May and Jonathan Haidt and Scott Stotzel. And we were able to read these different books on finding meaning and anxiety and leadership. And we were able to come together each week and form personal reflections and then talk in a group on how this impacted us. But on top of the regular class meetings, we were able to do different experimenting. So we worked with mindfulness and different grounding techniques and coping mechanisms that we learned about through different therapy methods. And we were actually able to present at the Leadership Fellows Program conference. So the Leadership Fellows Program is a group of leaders all across Providence College's campus. And we were able to present to them on how to change your relationship with anxiety and do a few exercises. And this was really well received. So when COVID-19 really started rapidly spreading, we were able to quickly apply what we were learning to a stress guide and really blast that out to the student population. On top of all that, we've just finally proposed our final projects. And so although we're doing the same research, we are each completing an individual final project. So my personal final project is a personal blog, and it's called Discovering Meaning, and I'm discussing my past and my experience with anxiety and testing out all these coping mechanisms, applying our readings and hoping to really be vulnerable for my close friends and family to read my different posts and hopefully help them as well. One of my classmates is doing an autobiography on her experience and her journey with anxiety. Two of the others are doing a wellness journal. So they're creating their own way to track their mental health. And then the last student is just continuing with the experimenting of different anxiety mechanisms. So we're able to do all of this research in and outside of the classroom.
That's really impressive. I mean, obviously this study really evolved. Did you think that it was going to end up being so extensive?
No. So at first, the first few weeks, Dr. Erickson was really pushing us to try to get out there and show our purpose to others. And we were having a hard time. We were just sticking to the readings and doing our personal discussions. And I think the presentation we did at the leadership conference was a kickstart, but we never could have predicted the COVID-19 pandemic. And I think that really helped us apply what we had learned to a real life situation that everyone else is experiencing as well.
Sure. And when and where was that conference?
So the Leadership Fellows Conference was right in Moore Hall on Providence College's campus. And it was just for the Leadership Fellows program. I believe there's about 50 students that are in it, and it's a year and a half long program. And so myself and Elise in my group are both part of that program already, and Dr. Erickson is part of it as well. So we were able to present to them right on campus, and it was greatly received, like I said, and students came up to us at the end and said that it was so nice to hear other people are going through the same stress and the same anxiety.
Let's turn to your area of contribution, the COVID-19 consequences, which includes stress and anxiety, obviously. You mentioned in your guidebook manuscript that the switch to online instruction that the college made last month was a big transition for students. Explain the circumstances and the ramifications of that, please.
Yeah, so I think that the transition to online instruction is difficult for students in lots of different ways. First off, it was all of a sudden, and it was really, there was a lot of uncertainty. We were being thrown into this situation very quickly, having to adapt. But luckily, I think that all of my professors and my friends' professors have done a great job in helping us really adapt into this new learning environment, and not necessarily decreasing the expectations, but just making them a little bit different. Because while downloading Zoom might be easy, switching your learning habits and your daily routine can be really difficult. For example, some students have different learning styles. Personally, I'm a very hands-on learner. I like to be able to look right on along the paper with the person sitting next to me and talk to my professors face-to-face. So it's really hard to have this transition to everything being online. And I think that the fear of the unknown is a big impact on the anxiety that students can be feeling with this transition.
Another topic you address is social distancing, which is so familiar to everyone. How can that cause anxiety?
Yeah, so in our independent study, we learned a lot about different attachment theories. And so essentially, children from a young age form this attachment to their mothers, and separation from their mothers can cause severe anxiety. And what we've learned and experienced is that these attachment issues can manifest themselves and replicate into the attachment with your friends or your roommates or just PC as a whole. And so these friends and Providence College can be seen as a safe zone and a support person or group. So when this is taken away, it can be a difficult shift of attachment from your close friends and then shifting at home to family. It causes the social distancing can cause extreme separation anxiety, and people can feel as if they've lost touch with their friends, and it can be a lot more difficult to reach out online through a text or a phone call.
Your manuscript includes a section on mindfulness, which you referenced earlier. Did this independent study increase your understanding, Morgan, of mindfulness?
Yeah, so in partnership with this independent study, I actually enrolled into the mindfulness course with Brown Mindfulness Center. And so in that course, we've learned a lot about the invention of stories. And this is something that we also talked about in our independent study. So I've always been an overthinker, And when situations like this happen, I tend to invent these stories in my head. And I never knew that that was a normal thing, but I'm sure everyone can relate when this started happening. We started inventing the future and saying, oh, what if we don't go back to school? Or what if this keeps going on in the summer? What if it happens in the fall as well? What if we don't go back and it's online again? And so the important part is that it's okay to experience these stories and invent that, but you need to be mindful of your thoughts and you need to be aware that it's okay that you're thinking that, but that you're spiraling and that this anxiety is getting in the way. And so my message to students would just be to be mindful of that. And we learned this through a few different methods that we studied. We studied the ACT approach, which is acceptance commitment therapy. And so we learned about the importance of accepting your anxiety and stress and just to move along with it instead of rejecting it and avoiding it. Because I think a lot of students tend to push away their anxiety, push away their stress, and just try to get through the day. But what's important is that you just allow it to manifest and then accept it and move on with your day.
Morgan, your message ends on what I would call an emphatic note, very intentional. And that's understanding the relationship between stress and purpose. Why was that important to you, to put out there? And why don't you summarize your message for us, if you would?
Yeah, so Dr. Erickson has always emphasized to us the importance of finding your purpose and the meaning behind it. And so in this independent study, we were able to discover that we think there's a direct correlation between stress and purpose. I think it's important to point out that I'm not a certified therapist, but this is all speaking from my experience. And so throughout my experience, I've discovered that a lot of my anxiety and stress has been caused by school and perfectionism. And I have always worked really hard to make sure that I have the best grades, and I've overly stressed about schoolwork and projects. And I've always thought, why am I so stressed? Why does this happen? But the reason behind it is because I care and I value my education. And so one of my purposes is to be able to learn and educate myself. And so if I'm able to be aware that my anxiety has a link to my purpose, and I'm able to see that these anxious thoughts relate to something that I care about, then it's a lot easier to understand why this is happening. And I think it's really important, especially at a time like this, that students are aware of that, because when we're all taken away from this school environment, personally for me, I find a lot of purpose in school, as I said. And so to be at home and not feel like I have that direct purpose is really hard. But in one of the books that we read, The Happiness Hypothesis, it discusses how you really need to find happiness within yourself instead of finding it in a physical object. So I think this is a great time where we can all come together and self-reflect and understand that by finding your purpose and your happiness within yourself, you can be less anxious and less stressed about the current situation.
Wow, that's pretty introspective. I'm so happy you've learned that and got to that point. That's wonderful. And I would imagine it's something that you must know other students in similar circumstances, Morgan, who wrangle, I should say, with stress and anxiety. Do you find yourself having this more, a better understanding, being more sympathetic and maybe reaching out to others at this point?
Yeah, so I think that something that I found really beneficial is that I've really been empowered by my stress and anxiety, especially after doing this study. I tend to be the person that will reach out to people and make sure that they're feeling okay. And I'm the go-to friend to help with stress. And that has honestly become the purpose that I've discovered, is that by being vulnerable and sharing my experiences about stress and anxiety, that I'm able to help others understand that it's normal and that they will always have someone to talk to about it. And so especially at a time like this, I've tried to work into my day, not only helping myself, but reaching out to others and just making sure that everyone knows that what they're feeling is normal, because I have friends that have struggled with depression and this is a scary time and you can really relapse into that. And so we need to keep our social interactions, whether it's over FaceTime or doing a Zoom conference with your friends. My advice would be just to try to keep that social interaction at least once a day so that you feel as if you still have these bonds with your friends.
The guidebook culminates in a series of suggested exercises to reduce stress, as you well know, and that's obviously a very prudent inclusion, I'd say. What are some of the most important exercises for students and really all of us to follow these days?
Yeah, so one of the concrete exercises that we attached in our guidebook is the life map, and it can be a little bit difficult without visualizing it, but if you can just visualize a timeline, and on one side of the exercise, you want to write down what's important to you and what behaviors you do to move towards who and what's important to you. So that's on the positive side of the line. On the negative side of the line, you can write down what gets in the way of you moving toward what's important to you and what behaviors do you do to move away from what worries you. And so by visualizing on one side the positives and your purpose and the other side the negatives and what gets in your way, and by being able to turn your anxiety into an object onto a paper, it can really help you understand how you can improve yourself. So that is one of our favorite examples that we've shared. But I think the most prominent example is just to keep a routine. And I think that something that's really difficult is that we have to note that this routine is going to be different from our routine at school, but it's also going to be different from our regular routine at home. I think a lot of students are struggling with feeling like it's like a summer vacation and there's less motivation because we can sleep in. We only have maybe one class a day. And so something that I've worked into my schedule is that when I'm at school, I have my on-campus job in the morning, so I have to wake up. But at home, I don't work anymore, so I've been sleeping in. And then all afternoon, I've been procrastinating getting my exercise in. So this past week, I started waking up early like I would for work and exercising then. And I found that that's really kickstarted my day, and I started my day on a positive note. So my advice would be to find that routine that works for you. And even if it's not exercise in the morning, doing one thing for yourself right when you wake up so that you can start your day on a positive note.
Great, great. Obviously, this has been a tremendous experience for you, this independent study. As you look back at your career at PC so far, would you say this is one of the more transformational experiences or powerful experiences that you've had to this point?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said before, being able to just work this into my day-to-day life and finally have time to read the literature about anxiety and just take a part of my day to self-reflect and better myself has been so transformational. I think that if every student could take an independent study like this, it would really be life-changing. But what we're trying to do in our study is that hoping to get our projects out so that people can get a little taste of what we're getting to do and learn more about themselves through our experiences.
Well, Morgan, congratulations to you and your peers for a job well done.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I owe a lot to my four teammates and Dr. Erickson. We've done all of this together, and I'm so glad I've been able to share our experience with you.
Great. And thanks for being our guest today. We really appreciate it. And thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us on the Providence College Podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast in all the usual places: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and YouTube. Thanks again to our producer, Chris Judge. I'm Charlie Joyce. Until next time.